It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back Rachel Yamagata. Welcome.
Thank you. So nice to see you.
You know, you have a very unique position in our hearts and in our history.
Aww.
You were the first artist to actually perform in that performance studio.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we were just reminded Tristan, our engineer, and Michelle and Matt were telling me, you know, she was the first one to perform in the performance studio.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
my God.
I think the first time we've had your full band, and what a band it is.
How great are they? Michael Chavez has played with me for years. He's played on various records, and we've done a million tours together. So he was on guitar. And then Brandon Walters is in a band called Lord Huron.
Right.
So we're stealing him from them for a little bit. And Ann Williamson, Ann and Brandon have a band called My Name Is You. And I took them out as my support group last fall, I think it was. So they're in the band this time. Ann's playing keys, Brandon's on guitar for this session, but he's playing bass in the band. And then, of course, John Alasia, who
right.
is my longtime producer and friend and co-produced the new record. He's been jumping on and off during the tour just because he has such a good time and we love to have him. So we're missing Adam Popick. He's our drummer. On this round. So this was an acoustic version of sort of what we've got going for the live show, but just a bunch of sweethearts.
Thank you.
You said that there was a seminal vision
that
you had, which kind of inspired, got the record on its course.
It's strange. It's true. I sat on my porch, and I live in Woodstock, New York. I have a lot of woods around the house, and I just, in my mind's eye, literally saw a visual of people kind of gathering with each other, strangers. They didn't know each other. And they themselves were seeing like little movie snippets of their lives, like all these moments of conflict or heartache or across the span of their age, whatever it was, like those little things that always stay with you and you have flashbacks.
Yeah.
And it was kind of trippy, like they were, things were flying around. And this is all very visual to me. And like in the woods, I'm seeing this. And I'm, mind you, I'm completely sober, not on anything. I was having coffee, maybe too much caffeine. But so it was very strange. And then immediately after this sort of interaction with each other, it was this sense of just refreshment and like they could let it go. And I keep saying it like a sweat lodge. I don't know. And it sounds very strange to talk about. It's never happened before. And that's when I started writing the record. I was, concentrating on different themes and thinking, well, isn't that interesting to collectively work on something? And what are the themes throughout our lives that really try to derail us in a different way, not just the, boyfriend, girlfriend, broke up scenario?
When you're on your own, when you're on the street, when your troubles tie your hands and knock you off your feet, I'll be there for you. It's a crazy world, but I'll be there for you. For I am falling, 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 I am falling for you. It's a crazy world. Let me be your girl. Let me be your girl. For I am falling, falling, falling.
You know, I'm very selfish in my lyric writings. I don't go out there and try and write positive, cheery messages. It's never been my thing. Happy songs are very hard for me to write. They don't come naturally. And I feel like if I can kind of like, you know, microscope my own experience and get really detailed, that's what resonates to other people because it is so specific. And that's why I think we are connected in this way, because it even though you're so specific to your own life, it really is becoming a true voice for other people. But yeah, this record was different and interesting because there is an optimism to it. There's a blatant hopefulness to a lot of the lyrics and the themes, but the music is edgy. It's got like a different soundscape than I've ever done before. So I think I'm actually tricking you into positivity on this one.
The recording of the album was a very comfortable and relaxed vibe.
Yeah.
Yet you were putting a little edge and bite to the production and the songs.
Sure. We were in this beautiful wood setting. We did it in my house. We had, you know, no vocal booths. We had mics everywhere and amps in the bathrooms and the closets. And I hung every like curtain and piece of, you know, cloth I could find in different arrangements.
Ran around to the neighbors. Hey, yeah. Do you have any extra fabric?
Yeah, what do you got? You know, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just like, I've seen this done in studios. I'll make it cushiony, you know, and we had barbecues outside and then really just went on textures. Like I this is the first record that I can truthfully say I co-produced, and I gave myself this title for the first time because I really was in there and navigating a lot more than I've ever done. And we tracked on, you know, metal ironing boards and chairs in the backyard. We had Ben Peraski out there and mic'd him up, and he's playing drums on this, you know, this construct that he's made. And Zach Janikian, who is a friend of mine who plays with Amos Lee, he lives up there, and he plays typically guitar, but he's also a bass player. He's a piano player. He had a saxophone, mandolin. I was like, you got to play all of that stuff. You know, Owen Biddle, who...
If you brought it, we got it.
Exactly. It was that kind of situation where, like, who's around? What's in the room? What can we play?
Don't take it personally. You've done nothing wrong. You're right where you should be. And we're all going home. Sheep will rise up just before the dawn. You're the only one who can break them down. I know has been long. They're on the road to you. Try so hard to be strong, and everyone watching you. Black sheep will rise. Just before the dawn, you're the only one who can bring them down. Mm-hmm. your side forever.
You know, a song can really have an impact on people's lives, and you go into it very aware of that responsibility, I might ask, might say.
I know that music really has an effect on me. It's hard for me to objectively assess my own stuff. Like, it's still the greatest compliment in the world for somebody to come up and say your song got me through X, Y, and Z, or this means so much. And it was funny. I wanted to do a blog. I on a somewhat related note, I took my mother to a Barbra Streisand concert a few months ago, and I've been trying to take her. She is Barbra Streisand. She wants to be Barbra Streisand. I had to question whether she named me Rachel after the way we were in that scene where she's like, I'd like to call her Rachel. Anyway, so for 15 years, I've been trying to take her to this concert. And I didn't have enough money 10 years ago. Whenever I was in school, had no money. Finally get tickets, we go to this concert. And it becomes this experience of I had friends with me. I had my mom. It was a surprise. We went. The Way We Were comes on, you know. And what I realized was this one concert experience had, to me, lasted. It was a 15-year experience.
Yeah.
It was like the most precious moment I could have with my mother. And these songs were like, I mean, I grew up listening to them as a kid. She had them in the background. So I know how powerful and how much bigger one song or performance or show can be to me. And so I wholeheartedly believe in that power for music. And I'm just, you know, it's a treasure to ever be that or even come close to something that might have a little piece of that effect for someone else.
You went one way, I have gone the other. Water saves the stone, air is free. We knew we weren't quite right for each other. Best to keep our distance peacefully. This is over, over, over. This is who we have become. This is over, over, over. This is the dreams we had. Start listening to voices urging me to open up the door. Thankfully, I don't regret my choices. History has brought me back before. This is over, over, over.
This is over.
Young, it ain't easy, but
We now have our social plans for tomorrow night. We'll be at the Terragram Ballroom to see Rachel Yamagata, and right there, right before or thereafter, either through the convenience of your keyboard or if you actually go into record stores, Tightrope Walker is an album that awaits your consumption, and we hope you pick it up soon. It's Rachel Yamagata live on 88.5 KCSN.